Today is August 23rd, 2021. Many of you may already know that, but just in case you didn't, how many times do you look at the date? I look at the date at least 5 times a day because somehow it escapes my mind that, oh, today is the 23rd.
My cell phone.
And guess what? Today is the 235th day of this year, and there remains 130 days in 2021. It's almost over, people.
Yeah.
The year is almost gone.
Today's what, August 23rd?
August the 23rd. 130 days remain. So I was talking to my friend earlier today, and she said, I think I'm going to paint my front door a different bright color. So if you had that in your mind this year and you did not do it, you still have plenty of time before Christmas to shine.
Let your front door shine. So Santa Claus can find your door?
Yes, absolutely. But welcome. You are listening to Linda Sims, and this is a voice of a people here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app on any electronic device, which we had some controversy about this last week. A lady could not, she kept clicking on something else, and she couldn't get TuneIn for free. But TuneIn is a free app. Most apps that you download are free. It's just the information that you want to get from them, right? But TuneIn is free. And once you download it, please search WWGH, and you can find this in your Play Store. Okay, on your devices. If you would like to call in during this airtime, now until the top of the hour, 5 p.m., please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support a voice of a people, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. If you missed it this past Saturday, then you will have to wait until September the 18th. Free produce. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. at the above-mentioned address, 582 Lee Street. I heard they had some really nice things over there for free produce. Okay, and they were giving away ground beef. So please mark your calendars. The year is winding up. I think they will be doing the free produce until December. Okay. We have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee, location, LaRue, Ohio, phone 740-262-0939. Last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Those of you who listen faithfully, thank you for your support. And if it's your first time listening to this show, I pray that it's a good show and that you will tune in once again. I like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled, Calming the Mind. But guess what? I saw something just before I get to that. Let me share this thought with you from Jimmy Carter. I have one life and one chance to make it count for something. My faith demands that I do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever I can, for as long as I can, with whatever I have, to try to make a difference. Now that is a good thought for today. I think I may save calming the mind, because that is a thought for today. You know,
do what you can. Calm your mind.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jeff wants to hear it. He's my guest today. And let me just share that with you, too, because you just might want to find out how to calm your mind. I had a doctor's appointment today, and they asked me so many questions.
I've been through that.
And then asked me, are you anxious? Are you going through anxiety? Yes, because I'm trying to get through this process. I kind of felt that way, you know, how many more questions, but That's a part of going to the doctor.
Have you been taking your medicine faithfully?
No. Half the time, I don't even remember it.
Oh, my gosh!
She said, well, maybe...
They get so redneck about that.
Right. Maybe if you take your medicine, you wouldn't be here, right? I wouldn't have to... Okay.
They tried to tell me, but...
I'll concentrate.
I told you what God did with my water problem.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah. So I don't even have to go see them, really.
Well, that's good. That's even better. That is even better. Calming the mind. Okay, we're going to do this for Jeff. He's kind of worked up now. So we're doing this to calm.
I don't know why. I'm kind of hyper today.
Yeah, he's off the chain today. Okay, let's try this.
Off the chain. I never heard that one.
Calming the mind. Do not give your mind permission to get disturbed. A disturbed mind is easily influenced. This will cost you your peace. Learn to maintain your peace by freeing yourself from attachments. Competing or comparing yourself with others will not allow you to focus inwards. An inner focus allows you to keep your eye on your higher self. Remember your original nature. It allows you to forge a link with the divine. Then it becomes easy to recognize useless thoughts and replace them with a spiritual perspective. A calm mind is not just peaceful, it is focused, it is self-directing, and it is divine.
Mm.
Thought for today. I think...
Well, I wish I could keep all those thoughts under control, but it's pretty hard.
Well, you did come down an octave or two.
A little bit.
So I will turn my attention to my guest today, Jeff Porter, author of Expressions of the Last Days. He's a regular here and also a fill-in if I need him, praise God. So thankful for you, Jeff.
All right, thank you.
So how are you today?
I'm just wonderful. I was looking at that statue.
What's that?
That you showed me.
All the 10 stories high?
And I showed a couple of people.
Did
you?
What'd they think?
I said, well, you know, I believe it's coming. You know, and I said, well, it's just in the production stages right now, but they said they'll probably have one built in 3 years.
Okay, 3 years.
And it's in Ireland, where they're designing it and building it.
Okay.
But, you know, it looks like a mummy.
It does.
But if somebody gets in, anybody can get in the booth and they'll project your image onto it. So, you know, it could be anybody. And then it can talk and it can sing, and they can sing to it. So is that worship?
Wow.
It sounds like it to me.
It's headed for something that maybe we don't need. I'll put it like that.
Well, it's headed towards the tribulation, no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
And that's what I was trying to say is, you know, the world doesn't come around to worshiping the Antichrist and the false prophet and the image. Doesn't come around to it in one day.
No.
The world is being conditioned by Satan to accept his religion. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And so we've got all this stuff on TV and stuff. I was going to talk about the occult a little bit. I think we should pray just briefly for protection.
Okay. Well, Father, we just come to you and ask you to be a fence around us and guard our hearts, our minds, and our spirits today. And those who are listening also, we're going to enter into areas that some people may find offensive, but we know very well that they are very true and people are practicing these type of things in our country and across the world. So Lord, just help us to be ready and be mindful to open up our eyes that we may see and our ears that we may hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. In Jesus' name we
pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's great. Thank you, Linda. I don't need to add anything to that.
Well, God bless.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this little story. Since Mom's passed away, I don't think it'll hurt anything.
Okay.
But there was this Baptist minister that she liked to go to that church. And they were American Baptists, which they're... I think American Baptists are a little bit lukewarm, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But this minister would take her... There's a Spiritist church in Crestline. And he would go with a bunch of people there to have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
There. Now, they didn't go there for the rituals, but they went there to have dinner. And I asked him the question one time. I said, why do you need to go to dinner there? There's plenty of other places to go to dinner.
Right.
You know, you can go to a smorgasbord somewhere. He goes, oh, I like going to that church. And I said, do you realize that the Bible says no to necromancy is what it is? It's calling spirits back from the dead and talking to them, Aunt Edith or Aunt Jane or Uncle George or whatever. You're not supposed to be talking to the dead. You know, he said, well, it's a matter of opinion. I said, it's not a matter of opinion. It's in the Bible. You're supposed to be a minister of the gospel. And right here it says no to talking to peeping spirits, you know, and all that. And, this happened two or three times, and I get boiling mad, start yelling, you know. It says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and the unbelieving, the abominable, whoremongers, sorcerers, and idolaters shall all have their part in the lake of fire. Mm-hmm. And I said, that doesn't bother you? He's dead now, too, you know. Yeah. But there was a time there, I had mom in nursing homes after she had a stroke. It was pretty hard to take care of her. She kept falling down, so I ended up having to put her in nursing homes. But one time when I had her home for a while, I woke up in the morning, and mom was in the living room talking to somebody. A female. And I said, I don't remember hearing anybody come to the door or anything, you know. It was a pretty loud talk there, you know. I opened the door, there's nobody there. So what had happened was, I realized later on, I said, that was a demonic spirit talking to mom. Why? You know. Mm-hmm. And so I figured it out later on that she had been going to that spiritist church, which I was very, very mad at her and upset and mad at the minister and everything and making it difficult for her to go there. And I realized that female spirit was a demonic spirit that had followed her from that church. I realized it then. I talked to a friend of mine. I said, I don't know what to do. I got this female spirit following mom around, or he's in the house or something. And she said, well, just put on some Christian music. So I put on some music. I think it was, I don't remember. It was a choir. And it did. It got rid of him.
Really?
So that must have been a word from the Lord. You know, just put on some music. I'll get rid of him for you. You know.
Wow.
And I'll never forget that incident. It was just so maddening that somebody would cross over the Word of God that blatantly in today's world. And that church also denies miracles and the outpouring and baptism of the Holy Spirit. But they'll go to a spiritist church. Explain that one.
I can't explain that, but I know it's on the rise, witchcraft, and different types of sects of sect, S-E-C-T.
Well, they have sects, too.
I didn't mean that word, sect. You know, like a sect.
Yeah,
S-E-C-T,
I know.
Okay. But that's on the rise.
Yeah. I was talking a long time ago. I was in this Sunday school class at the Nazarene Church. And I had come across, I was getting this publication, I can't remember the name of it, but it was very sophisticated apologetics, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about this cult that was in France, and this guy, he was a race car driver in France, and he'd won quite a few races, and he was rich. And he started a cult, a UFO cult. He claimed that he went up this mountain and he saw a UFO land up there, up the mountains. He went up there and talked to them, and they told him that the answer to mankind's problems was technology. Mm-hmm. So he started really believing in cloning and everything. You know, America has, I don't know if you know this or not, but America doesn't allow cloning. It's outlawed in America.
Well, that's a good thought.
It's the only country in the world that has outlawed it.
Hmm.
So, okay. Scientists here, of course, if there are scientists in America that want to do cloning experiments, they just go to a South Pacific island somewhere, something like that, where I was talking about transhumanism and all that. Mm-hmm. They just go there and start doing their cloning experiments. So it's hard to say how far along some of these cloning experiences have come.
Right.
You know, experiments. So, we could have some really strange science fiction kind of stuff happen to us in the near future. That's why I was warning about transhumanism, is And I saw a movie that was kind of similar to this. You know, sometimes the movie stars and the movie people want to send us warning messages in some of their movies, you know.
Right.
And there was this scientist that had discovered some way of making animals more intelligent. And he had to do some kind of surgery on them. He did a bunch of surgery on about 3 or 4 sharks in this one facility. And they got loose and started killing people because they were as smart as humans. But they still had the shark influence, you know, instinct, you know, killer instinct.
Mm-hmm.
They killed almost all the people in that facility before they got them stopped.
Mm.
But, wow. See, it's just a movie, but I believe stuff like that's going to happen in a not-too-distant future.
Well, you know, that's some of the things that were going on in the days of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the
now,
things.
Now, do you believe there were angels that came down and...
That's what the Bible says.
Yeah. Well, you know, it says... what
sons
is it?
Of God.
Sons of
that's
God.
That's how King James refers to it.
Yeah. So I believe they were angels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people's argument was is that angels take human form, could they possibly produce semen or eggs or anything? And I think they could if they took human form.
It says that Satan can transform himself into an angel of light, so
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know, so why not?
I mean, and those angels are kept in chains against the day of judgment.
Some, but know? The spirit is still.
Yeah.
How can you capture a spirit?
God, only God can do that.
Right, and you know the flood, but that didn't get rid of all of them, you know.
I thought that was really strange. You know, some people referred to God destroyed all of those because he wanted to keep the line, the generational line going to Jesus. He wanted to keep that nice and clean.
And he did.
Know? Yeah, he did. But when David got in a fight with Goliath, some people
still
insinuated
giant, right?
That it was in the DNA and was producing a giant once in a while, like Goliath.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I thought that was fascinating.
It really is fascinating, and it takes someone who is really studying in that, you know, because we all have different gifts, just like you have the end days, the last days, the pre-trib or post-tribulate,
yeah.
I mean, rapture.
Yeah.
You know, those are your studies. And then you have people who study... not really the occult, but these beings that came from heaven, I guess,
yeah.
Down with Lucifer,
mm-hmm.
And did mate with the women and did produce giants, you know, and even after the flood, some still remained, you know, but mm-hmm. You need someone to talk to you who really takes the
time. I think they show up in the
that.
DNA more than anything, you know, show up in the genes and the DNA. And
yeah,
they're able to be reproduced in that way. But I don't know if it would be possible now, after all these thousands of years, you know.
Well, it has to be, because if we're going back to the days of Noah, which is a sign of Christ's return.
As in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving and marrying.
Who was? They were too. They were marrying the women, right? So they were...
Yeah.
Celebrating as well as humans was, you know, so, and that has been Satan's ploy to destroy the DNA of man, because God made man in his image and in his likeness.
Any destruction he can do.
Right.
He's going to try and do it, you know.
Right.
He hates the human race.
And the other thing, I told you my daughter was here talking about that a couple of weeks ago.
About what?
What we're talking about now.
Really?
Absolutely. And she was saying that, I think it was the book of Enoch, Jubilees or whatever, was saying that Satan had went to the Lord and asked him for some of those spirits back so he could carry out God's work.
Mm.
He has to have permission to interfere in our lives, just like he did with Job.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the Lord, what, every day?
Well, he was challenging the Lord. He said, you take away some of his stuff.
He does
and take away his protection.
Same thing about you.
Everybody.
Yeah,
that has the Word of God in them.
That's right.
You know, what's happened is if when you got saved, there was a target painted on you.
There you go.
Satan's shooting into that target, man.
Hasn't changed. And that really...
He knows what irritates you, you know?
Yes, he does. And I had to really think about that because he goes and he accuses a brethren every day before the Lord. Well, you know, if you take the hedge of protection away from Jeff, he's going to curse you and die. You know, you're not doing what you said you was going to do for his life. Those things haven't even manifested yet that you promised him. So let me have him.
And I've gotten to the point where I had to go to the Lord and ask him for encouragement.
Right.
Because what he promised me is, it doesn't even look possible right now. I mean, it's nothing going on, you know.
Look at Abraham.
Yeah.
We don't want to be 90 years old when we get our promise, but...
No. Please. And look at Moses.
Right.
What was he, 82?
He was 80.
When he saw the burning bush?
Yeah. He's 80.
Lord, please. No, let's, you know.
Let's not wait that long, please.
You know.
Right.
But we can't tell God what to do. We can't even insinuate that he wants to do what he's going to have to do with his will.
That's true. You know? And in his timing.
Yeah.
And in his
But
timing.
You can see the world is being conditioned to be impatient, mm-hmm. to be angry, to be paranoid, to be doing drugs and alcohol, you know, and... lying, cheating, stealing, all this stuff is considered okay by the world anymore. You know? About the only thing they really, really condemn is murder. You know? I'm wondering about that now, you know? But these public shootings, how could a person do that unless they were reprobate?
I don't know, but I've heard you can get more time for stealing than murder.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, not sure either, but hey.
How could there be anything worse than a serial killer? I don't know.
Let's not talk one up.
Oh, please.
Let's not do that. I also, since you touched on humanism versus Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I wrote down today, and you've already touched on it.
Yeah, and video I gave you about that, about transhumanism. By the way, I handed out a bunch of those just for an experiment in a Bible study I used to go to. Mm-hmm. And I heard not a word from them. That was not unusual for them to not hear a word from them about mm-hmm. stuff. But this time, so I finally talked to one and I said, did you get that video I gave you guys about transhumanism? You know what he said?
What?
Well, what is it?
No, he didn't look at it then. No.
And I said, you don't understand this video I gave you? She goes, well, I don't understand what it's supposed to be. And I said, okay. What I was talking about before in this Bible study was that these studies are going on these deserted islands out there in South Pacific and the Atlantic or whatever in the ocean. And they are mixing human DNA with animal DNA. And they're making these animals so that, you know, they're trying to figure out how to make a human that has gills and a human that can run as fast as a jaguar or something like that, you know. And I don't know if they believed me or not. They just, you know, people are so lukewarm these days, you know.
No, because it sounds unimaginable.
It does. But he was showing on this video how they're doing it.
Yeah, but they are doing it. They are experimenting.
Yeah.
Ever since we heard about cloning, they've been experimenting, even before then, how to duplicate men or make them more smart, like you said, more physically able to, like Superman.
What a novel you could write.
Yeah.
You know, you could say, you know, somebody woke up and they heard something, and maybe one of these, maybe a shipment of these creatures got loose in some city, or, you know, doesn't matter if it's out in the country or in a populated area. And we don't know if these creatures would be dangerous or not, but they would definitely be terrifying.
Yes.
You know, and you want to look out, pull back your curtains, and there is one staring at you. You know, that might be a problem on your heart.
Even the thought of it, Jeff. Even the thought of it.
It's a terrifying thought, you know. And that isn't last day stuff. I don't know what is.
It's last day stuff.
Because and people are, you know, they used to complain that science thought they knew everything back in the 50s. But, you know, they've gotten back to that now.
Oh, yeah.
They think science is the big answer to everything again.
That's what I dug up today. Humanism. Value and power of individuals sacraments, like doing the sacrificial stuff and good works.
Yeah.
They think that's the door into everlasting life. But there's only one door.
You know, Paul made it crystal clear. If you just look at the book of Romans, Paul made it crystal clear that we are saved by grace and grace alone. You know, we are not saved by anything in the law. We can't keep the law, and it's actually a sin to try to be live by the law anymore. And, you know, I'll talk to people, and, you know, I disagree with most of the churches about tithing because I believe it's an Old Testament thing. And they'll say, now one person, his big argument against that was, well, there's a lot of good things in the Old Testament, though. That was his big argument. You know, and I say, what Paul said about, tried to tell us about 20 different ways how we are saved by grace. And that there's nothing, you know, and if you look in Ephesians, you look in Galatians, it's the same thing. If you try to live by the law, you come under the curse of the law. You know, there's just no way you can win. There's sins that cannot be erased by the law. How are you going to do that? Because animal sacrifices are gone. You know. But I said that tithing, as far as, you know, looking into Malachi and all that, you're cursed with a curse because you don't pay your 10%. And you look in there and just read that and go on, you know, and it's obviously in the old days under the Old Testament, their 10% was of 10% of grain.
Mints, all kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't even about cash, you know. But these ministers will say, well, if you're not giving money to the church, you're not giving money to the church, then you're dishonoring God. Well, where does it say that in the New Testament? It doesn't say that anywhere. I had a friend that he was tithing and everything, and, you know, it's like this joke I saw in this movie once where this guy says this minister was taking in cash and passing the plates around and said he went outside and took all the plates and money and everything outside, and he threw it up in the air, and he said, whatever God wants, he keeps. You know.
He'll snatch it out the air.
Right? Yeah, right.
I'll have that. Now, he says, the whole world is mine anyway, so.
Yeah, you know, and I remember I used to listen to people complain about ministers and churches complaining about how they're money hungry, you know. And I used to not believe that.
Right.
You know, anymore, I think it makes sense anymore, because the further we get into the last days, the more they get into this, not just begging for money, but trying to put guilt trips on you, trying to accuse you of not, you know, not honoring God, trying to scare you into giving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
That's when I gave it up. I said, God would not do that. God would not point his bony finger at you and say, you're not a good Christian at all. You're not honoring me because you're not giving of your treasure, you know.
I dug this up too. Humanists reject the claim that the Bible is the Word of God. They are convinced the book was written solely by humans in an ignorant superstitions and cruel age. They believe that because the writers of the Bible lived in an unenlightened era, the book contains many errors and harmful teachings.
Yeah. Well, when you get into the details of what they say, you know, like you should look up Lee Strobel's The Case for Christ. And he talks about where they try to say there are contradictions there and everything, and he does a good job of refuting that. You know, but He and that did a lot of research on the Bible. I mean, you know, you have to get into the details of it. There are places in the Bible that are hard to take. You know, they are difficult.
Yes.
There are difficulties there. But don't throw it out the window, because you could find an answer to that. If you keep praying and keep studying, most of the time you'll find an answer to those questions.
Right.
You know, instead of just going, well, I don't believe that. That sounds like a bunch of nonsense, you know. You got to do some research.
Yes, you do have to do
research. We're talking about eternity here. Where are you going to spend eternity?
Right. Absolutely. We are talking about
eternity.
That's
like that one thing I said. when they come up to you and they say, you know, I don't believe in God's existence or the Word of God, I say, let's take a look at Romans 3:23. Remember when I was talking about that? And I said, Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now let's turn around and take a look at the world out there. Crime, violence, alcohol, drugs, all the terrible war, all the terrible things that are going on out there. If sin is not the cause of that problem out there, what is? That's an impossible question to answer outside of the Bible.
Yes, it is. It is. The purpose of humanism was to create a universal man whose person combined intellectual and physical excellence and who was capable of functioning honorably in virtually any situation. Ideology, referred to as the UOMO, universal, in ancient Greece, Roman ideas. So, this universal man, which we were somewhat talking about, this big giant.
Yeah.
This giant.
The image of the beast.
The image of the beast, you know, which they are going to create. Okay, so like you said, maybe 3 years it'll be on the scene.
They're talking about creating a whole bunch of them.
21 of them.
Yeah. In 21 cities.
It will be in 21 cities. Oh, my.
So you won't just be seeing it on TV. People will go visit it, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then have fun having their body scanned and walking away and looking at the giant. Oh, that's me, you know, singing my song. And could you imagine that thing getting loose? That they couldn't.
And it moves its head.
Its
arms.
It does all that.
It talks.
Yes, it talks. Absolutely.
It is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, it's unbelievable.
The Word of God coming true right before our eyes.
You know, I think about King Kong and how they had him all chained until one day.
He got loose. I remember Gorgo.
Yeah.
When they captured its baby, and they thought they had an adult when they took it in and put it in a big circus thing. And then here comes Mom, who is 20 times bigger than the baby, just doing destruction.
Wow, a universal man. Is that the Antichrist or not?
I would say so. Yeah.
Out of humanism.
Yeah.
So the ideology of humanism is creating these type of things.
Have you heard of the Illuminati?
I've heard of that too, yes.
What do you think? Is it real?
They say it is, and they claim that a lot of people who are famous have gone through the Illuminati, because it's like promising them fame and fortune. So they sort of like sell their souls.
Kind of like a supercharged mafia.
Yeah, sell their souls, you know, for fame and fortune.
Yeah, well, I think Satan does elevate some people.
Oh,
like some
of
the rock stars and stuff, you know. He sets them right up, you know.
So what
like,
is...
Have you seen Oh God, You Devil? That movie.
Oh, yes.
Where,
loved it.
Yeah.
And, George Burns.
Yeah. And was it John Denver in that one, too?
No, I can't think of his name. But what did he play
David
on?
David something.
He played on that sitcom, I think, called Soap. Was that Soap?
Okay. Well, anyways, Satan will make people famous in order to take their soul, in order to lead others to hell,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't believe that, but you got these rock stars that sing all these satanic songs that worship Satan. What do you think? You know, like Black Sabbath?
Yeah. I think that's the whole purpose of the Antichrist.
Yeah.
That you would bow down and worship him. You know, bow to the image, just like Nebuchadnezzar day when they played a flute and a horn and all these musical instruments. What? Bow down and worship the statue, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Antichrist, right?
Right. It is exactly it, you know. And we had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who refused to worship. And it says that those who refuse to worship the image of the beast should be killed.
Beheaded.
Yeah, they'll have their head roll into a basket.
Whoa. Well, you know, we've talked about these things all the time.
Yeah.
You and I on the show. whether people believe it's going to happen or happening or going to come to life, it's really a different matter right now. Because, like you said, these things are manifesting before our eyes. We're watching it. Like,
it's happening so fast.
Yes, so fast.
You know what's scary? You go driving down the road or go to a restaurant. How many people have their nose in a cell phone? You know? And they're totally, totally distracted. You know? I remember I used to go to this Bible study. It was kind of out in the country. The people were really nice and everything. But what do they talk about a lot of times? Well, they're sending their kids to college and, you know, they're going to buy a brand new boat pretty soon. He got some property in Florida and stuff like that. And you go, a friend of mine, I took him to a Thanksgiving thing for this church. There was a group of guys that wanted to have a Thanksgiving dinner. So I took him there because me and him were both don't have any family hardly left anymore. So that was kind of nice. But he asked me later on. I hadn't even thought about it, really. But they're sitting around talking all this time, maybe for an hour. Never mentioned the Lord when they're in their conversations, you know. And this is a church group. I've noticed that before. I asked a friend of mine about that. I said, we go down in the basement, we have a potluck, everybody's talking. Nobody talks about the Lord at that whole hour. And I said, I started to talk about the Lord, and I felt like an outcast, the way they acted, you know.
Like, we're out having our fun. We don't want to hear about that.
Yeah,
now.
We clocked out for our break, and we're taking a break from God right now. So we don't need to talk about Him.
Right, how do you take a break from God?
That's a good question. So why are they feeling that way?
I don't know, because I've heard this too. You know, that's all you talk about is God, and can't you talk about something else? And
yeah.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
Is that all your life? Yes, He is my life.
Yeah.
He is my life. You know, and the more I talk about Him, the more I want to talk about Him.
Yeah. Well, God has healed me of so many things. Especially the water thing lately. I had water build up because of my heart, and I ended up in the hospital several times. I didn't know that's what was causing it till finally this nurse came in my room. And I said, what is causing this problem with the nausea, with the shortness of breath and everything? She started explaining that you have a water buildup in your chest and it pushes on your lungs. It makes it difficult for you to breathe.
Right.
I said, why haven't you guys told me this? Because, you know, they say, you know, all I had to do was take water pills for a while, and it eventually gets, it's a problem. I mean, it's a big problem a lot of times. You just keep taking water pills until you're finally rid of all that water, then you're not allowed to drink that much.
Right.
Later on, now I can drink all the fluids I want to, it doesn't bother it.
Good.
And I don't have any of that, I have coughing once in a while because I think the heart hasn't been completely healed yet.
Right.
But, oh my gosh, not having that water problem now, I woke up and, like, for 2 or 3 days, I noticed I didn't have any swelling in my leg, which is where it shows up. And I didn't have any coughing or any nausea or anything, you know. I said, hallelujah. You know, I'm rid of that water problem. That's just one thing that God has healed in me.
Right. He's a healer.
Yeah.
Jehovah Rapha. He is a God that heals us.
Well, we're going to have that during the tribulation because I don't think we'll be able to get into clinics and stuff. Probably won't be able to find one anyways.
Oh, God forbid. And the closer it gets and the more we see, it's like a frightening, like an anxiety, an anxious feeling because you don't know.
Sometimes it scares me like that.
Yeah, because we don't know what's going to happen next, and the virus is just running rapid and mutating itself into one form and another. Now they said there's another fourth thing coming, and then we have humanism. One more thought before we get off the air. Stresses human values and dignity, resolving problems through use of science and reasoning. Focus on reasoning. Helping people live well, achieve personal growth more. What is that? More better world. That's how humanism is going to make a more better world. by reasoning and science.
Well, how's come they haven't reached that goal yet? how's come things just keep getting worse then?
So where are we going now, right?
Yeah. Like they've tried to analyze the criminal mind, find out why they commit these horrible crimes, you know, or how could they? And never come up with an answer. You know, it's just evil taking a person over, you know.
This is evil. All of this is evil. All of this is trying to exist.
Satan's the god of this world.
Yeah, trying to exist without God.
Yeah.
You know.
And he's showing the world what the world's going to be like without God. In other words, you know, the Holy Spirit withdraw mostly from this world except for believers.
Yeah. And we're losing them too, some.
Yeah, as time goes on, you know, the Antichrist and his system will murder a lot of Christians. Yeah, tons of them.
And the falling away.
The great falling away. I like to ask some of these, this one pastor that he likes to travel all over the U.S. and all over the world. I guess he's trying to do evangelism or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that they influence him, you know, out there because he's already aware that the great apostasy is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some of these people that he's visiting, they have to be apostate. You know, you're taking a big chance rubbing shoulders with some of these people.
Yeah.
You know? I say if you know a church is apostate and you know these people are following the wrong road, then you're not supposed to go around them.
That's true. That's what a Bible
Because you can
says.
Get infected
yes,
with their philosophies, you know?
Yeah. And the ideologies, absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's how the apostasy grew.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Christianity's dying out there. You got to be very careful who you get involved with. You know.
So this humanism is one of the. It's a large target against Christianity.
Oh yeah.
Because man thinks that he is his own God and he can
yep.
make his own way, but only one thing about that, it will not get him into heaven.
Not at all. No.
That's not funny to be laughed at, but it will not get
If you don't have Jesus in your heart, you're not born again, and your name is not written in the book of life, you're not going to heaven because your sins can't be forgiven without Christ. You know. That's why I'm trying to say that the law cannot save you, cannot help you on the day of judgment. You know, you could have kept the law perfect, but it still wouldn't get you in because you still need Christ. That's the way God has set it up.
Right.
And you know.
And we can't undo his work.
That's right. We can't argue against it.
No.
You know.
No.
We've got our professional arguers out there. I think God will eventually take care of them. You know, bring somebody along that they can't fight against. Well, he said you'll be taken before magistrates and before...
the believers, right.
Yeah, you'll be taken before the unbelievers. And they will not be able to gainsay nor resist anything you have to say. They won't be able to argue against you.
Right, because like Paul.
The Lord will tell you what to say.
Right. Right. That's good, though.
That's really cool. He's done that with me a couple times.
Yeah.
I remember this guy. How much time do we have? About 3 minutes?
About 3 minutes.
I was driving a city bus, and I got put on a special thing where we pick up people who had been convicted of DUIs.
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy was like, I work at Whirlpool. I make a lot more money than you. Da-da-da-da-da. They're bitter because they've been convicted of DUIs. So I make a lot more money than you. And I said, Lord, I don't want to get into an argument with this guy, but what could I say to him to shut him up? And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, say this. And I said, what does it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul?
Right.
Which is perfect for him because he was convicted for DUI. He shut up. I never heard another word out of him.
Mm-mm-mm. Absolutely. Well, I tell you, I had to bring that back up, humanism, because...
Well, that's good.
...of the things
that's
that...
That's a good thing to bring
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's going on in the world, and man thinks he has the answer. But his answer does not include God.
That's right.
It does not include the blood of the Lamb that was shed for us. It does not include those things. And that is the only way and the only truth and the only life worth living is the one that God offers each and every one of us. Time is winding up.
Yep.
We're looking at the end of this year, okay, 2021. We might as well say 2022 is here, but this world is coming to what they call a climax.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting closer and closer to...
I was going to mention Afghanistan today, and that's
we'll
another
have to do that
big
the next
debacle.
One. Yep, because yeah. This is... we're out of time.
Yep.
And hopefully you enjoyed this show. Until next time, thank you, Jeff, for coming on at Spur of a Moment. You've been listening to Linda Sims here on A Voice of a People, WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. Until next time, be blessed.
You're listening to W.